Hello and welcome to the Joe Hendry Show. I'm Joe Hendry, joined by Dave Conrad, of course, and could be changing the name to Pish Talk soon. Who knows? Anyway, first of all, want to give a shout out to our Patreon supporters. I'm talking about Ian Downey, Kirsty Bailey, Joe's mum, Chris McCulloch, Gordon Brown, Ben Wacka, Adam Wilson, Mark Leslie, Brian Smith, Daniel Betancourt, Jamie Flood, James Poyner, Will Ledwith, David McCarthy, Ross Wilson, Jordan Schofield, Barry Carruthers, James Weiss, and David Thornton. But if you're a tier three patron or above, you get a shout out on every broadcast. So that's what we're doing.
Every single one.
That's what we're doing right now. I'm going to take a quick sip of coffee.
Mate, well, sup that coffee, man.
There we go. Good stuff.
Sup my coffee.
Pardon?
So you discussed something.
Yeah, I want you to watch this, okay?
So I'm watching
I'm going to turn the volume down. So Dave's never seen this before.
I don't even know what this is.
What we're about to show Dave, because this is what we're going to discuss on the podcast today, I can't believe this is a real thing.
Okay.
You know, you always wonder, how far will somebody go to get on the telly? And this is it.
I've seen some that are pretty far.
This is pretty bad, okay? Ooh, you ready for this?
So
this
is a
show. This is a show called Just Tattoo of Us, right? So what this is people will go on with a mate or their girlfriend or an ex, I might add.
See, I think I heard someone mention something about this like last week or something. I haven't actually seen it.
Well, check this out, right? So I'm just going to leave this running.
Hold on. Let me just say what it says. It says here, this program contains some swearing. What did it say there?
Swearing,
adult themes, moderate pain.
And outrageous tattoos.
This
right?
looks like a Disney
show.
So
here we go. So look at this. They have this blindfold thing off, and they take it off, and they get to see the tattoo. Wait. So the guy's got her an awful tattoo. She can't see what it is, and it says, marry me with a ring over her belly button.
Oh, no.
Right? Now, what if she says no? He's on one knee now.
Oh, God. Oh,
and
no.
And she doesn't look pleased about it.
Oh, God. Her friends seem supportive.
She said yes, but she does not look pleased about it.
I presume they're his boxers, not his actual shorts.
Right? And this host, Charlotte from Geordie Shore, she's so irritating. Like, between, she's like, listen to this. I'm going to let the audio play for a second.
I was going
to
say,
yeah. Listen to this. It's the worst. It's the worst, right? So I'm gonna leave this playing here. So there we go. We got
what?
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Okay, so it says marry me and then she
what?
And then underneath marry me it says not. So she now needs to walk around with a tattoo for the rest of her life.
Wait a minute.
It says, marry me, and then not.
So he's taking the piss?
Yeah, he's taking the piss.
After she said yes?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That was a prank.
What the hell?
A permanent tattoo for life. All right, so check this one out, right? Check this one. Look at this. So there's a picture of his mate pishing in his belly button. Imagine, you know, he gets a new girlfriend or whatever, and it's like, listen, I've got this tattoo.
Imagine you're like, get signed to WWE, and you're just like, right, it's now time for you to get your first photo shoot. You'd whap your shirt off, and it's just, what the hell is that?
We've got to get the tattoos right for the action figure, eh? It's like, we've got to make sure the picture looks just right. So wait to see some of these, right?
Oh my god, dude, they look horrified.
It's awful, it's awful. It's absolutely...
Why the...
Okay, so right now we're watching top three worst belly button tattoos. I can't even.
So let me try to explain this in the most PG way possible.
Try to explain it in a PG way.
So we've got this guy. He's got his shirt off, and the tattoo again is centered around the belly button. Of course, it's a man. It's of a man and. I don't know what man, I assume his friend, and he is facing away from us. He has his rear end pointed towards us.
You're doing very well here, by the way.
And the belly button, the centerpiece of the tattoo, is the rectum hole of said man tattooed on this guy's belly. Oh my god, that
awful.
Might be the worst tattoo I've ever seen in my life, of
awful.
All time.
Like, awful power.
I don't think I've ever seen a worse tattoo in my life.
It's bad.
Holy
it's bad.
Shit.
That is I think that might be one of the worst, right?
Watch so, one of these so people gonna, turn up on fucking Love Island
so,
or something next
oh,
year.
So these are revenge tattoos. So usually it's a story and it's like... So he's like... Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
So, do you know what I don't understand? They're like, how could you do this? And it's like...
Why would you let you, them? Yeah,
did you not feel someone tattooing your face? Or the back? There's one that has them on the back of their neck. Like, literally goes up to their hairline. And it's like, if you go on the show and someone does that, you know it's going to be bad.
Yeah, you know that... I just don't get it.
I predict. I think there's going to be a... Oh, my...
Holy shit.
Oh, that's one of the worst. So one guy's oh, so he must have stopped halfway through. He's like, nah, I'm not doing this. I'm no.
Yeah,
he can probably
like,
feel it's going on.
Because half of it's still drawn.
Yeah, so what's happened is one guy has got a bra tattooed on his chest.
Only half a bra. Because I'm guessing it's still got like the drawing, like the ink drawing.
Ethically,
on the other side.
How could you do this as a tattoo?
What the hell was that?
You know what
oh,
that was.
No!
I can't even say what that was.
Oh, no.
Okay.
What the
oh,
fuck?
Oh, no.
Oh,
these are
God.
Guys, we can't even describe.
That's not good. That's
that is
not good.
Not good. That is not
these
good.
These are awful.
And do you know what the funny thing is? I've not seen one where they've gone off in a huff.
Do you know what I want to know?
Every time they're like, good one.
I want to know. I want to know what they did to deserve this revenge.
One of them got, I have a girlfriend with his girlfriend's face tattooed
it's like
on his chest.
An amalgamation of her face. It looks all like fucked up.
Oh man, it's so bad. It's weird for us to comment on this while we're watching it and you guys can't see it.
He looks like Jamie Oliver. Oh no.
Oh no.
What the f...
Oh no. One of them's got a guy with a tattoo of himself shaving his own head on his stomach. Okay, so...
Oh, he looks raging.
Oh, no wonder. Wouldn't you be? But what do you expect?
Why would you do...
Okay, let's have a... This one's going to be bad. This guy... This is the first one I've seen freak out. Everyone else laughs.
They don't show what he has. Oh...
That's not even
that's
that bad.
That's not the worst.
That's the least offensive tattoo
it looks like
I've ever seen.
Anime cat.
Yeah, it's,
like,
it's a cat mermaid on his back.
Yeah, that's not the worst.
One guy, I'm not joking.
Literally has an anus on his belly button.
Dude, the worst one I've ever seen is the guy who got the tattoo, they got a caricature of him, and it's like him doing something non-PG, and it just goes, the guy's name, and goes, his mum.
Why is he freaking? It's funny that he's the one freaking, what the fuck?
That's not even that bad. That's honestly, that's nothing.
Was that like a parking ticket?
It was a parking
tattoo.
Ticket. Yeah, it's like, well, you get loads
oh, he's really.
You get loads of parking tickets, mate. Well,
you parked in that.
Okay, so one guy's got a tattoo property of.
Of his mate's name.
Yeah, on his arse. So there you go.
That guy has got a terrible fake tan.
Yeah.
Telling you what.
Oh my God. Oh!
What the fuck?
Okay, that's one of the worst. So this woman's got a tattoo of a guy's scrunched up face on the back of her neck.
I feel like that's a reference to something.
I don't know. She's like, oh, what's this on my back?
Oh my
God. Oh my God. That's so bad.
That's awful. Dude, you can see that on the back of
look
her neck.
Look, that's real
yeah,
tears.
She's actually upset.
Look at that, but they're like, hi, good one. It's on your body for life. Unless you get it. They must all get it covered up like immediately, right?
These must be fake tattoos. These can't be real.
No,
why would you ever agree
to this?
Dude,
do they look fake to you? That's what I'm saying. How bad do people want to get on TV?
Oh
my
God.
Dude.
I mean, I suppose it's a great
so
story.
So bad. That's not even that bad.
That's not that bad.
That's not that bad at all. That is nothing.
Oh my God. I want to know the backstory. I want to know what they did to deserve this revenge. Everybody on this looks like they're going to be on Love Island next year. I'm telling you now.
Oh my God. Someone's got a text conversation. Oh no. Oh no.
Ooh,
oh no.
That's not
good.
That's
not
that?
Good. Someone's literally got screenshots of a conversation tattooed on their leg. And honestly, this is how they do like reveals and dumping people and stuff. They're like, I seen that message. I seen that message.
Oh, it's on her leg. No more.
Oh.
No mini skirts in the clubs for you, bitch.
There's one where it's like,
oh no.
Oh no.
Oh,
no.
That looks
so
terrible.
Yeah, so someone, right up the back of their leg and right buttocks, they've basically got toilet paper smothered in crap flies.
Literally, shitey bog roll down someone's leg. Oh, God.
Can you imagine walking about the beach with that one? It's like,
you know it's going to be bad. You know it's going to be bad when they literally go, so for this one, you're going to have to wear briefs instead of boxers to get this one.
Oh, no, look at the... Look at the mate statue. Did you see that? So one of them just got virgin in huge letters across their back.
He's like,
which actually, to be honest, of all the tattoos you could get on this show, you often think about the worst situation to see one of these tattoos.
That's not the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not the worst. It's like...
That's pretty bad.
I mean, it's pretty bad, but that's it's not the bad. Worst. It's definitely not, shaky bog roll.
No, it's not, but it's... Hey, it's... Why would... Okay. So someone literally has the human centipede tattooed.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And it says, insert face here. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's... I just can't see any situation... What? I just can't see any situation... Where you would go, yeah, I'm going to go on this show. That's going to be, oh, dear Lord.
Come on. As soon as you're getting that done, you know there's a problem. It's
like, well, I didn't care what... It's like, you could... So someone's got one, literally, of a tattoo that covers their entire arse, right?
Like, literally...
Surely you're going to feel the tattoo arse. It's like, mate...
Like, he's going to have to pull your arse cheeks slightly apart to do that. I mean, as soon as that starts happening, you're going to be like...
At that point, you go, listen, as much as I enjoy a £400 check and staying in a travel lodge for 3 days, I don't think that's quite worth getting this done on my body.
I didn't need my prostate exam in the day. Christ. Oh, what the hell is that?
That's bad.
Oh, that looks disgusting. That looked like... It looked like... You know what that looked like? You remember the Ark of the Covenant?
What's that?
Oh, have you ever seen Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark?
I don't remember, actually.
And the end, spoiler alert for Indiana freaking Jones from like 25, 30 years ago, probably longer than that, when he looks at the Ark of the Covenant, it like melts your face. And it's like... the face melts. It's like, don't look at it.
Oh, man. We're probably going to have to move on from this.
God. Oh, that's a nasty one.
Yeah. The worst is when people like break up with them and stuff. Because then it's just like, heh, didn't he want to go out with me anyway? So here's a tattoo for the rest of your life.
Imagine talking to your pals and being like, you know what? Stevie's been a right prick. Ken, what I'm going to do? I'm going to break up. And it's like, no, hen. Ken, what you need to do? You need to go on this tattoos of us. And you need to break up with him on the telly with a big revenge tattoo so that prick Ken's what he's got, eh? That'll show him.
Barry, my ex-girlfriend just phoned me up and she says, do you want to go on this MTV show called Just Tattoo Us where we get tattoos for each other? And I'm thinking,
great chance to show her, eh?
I wasn't doing anything on Wednesday anyway.
I was in the market for a tattoo, and I thought, well, why don't I have my bird pick it, eh? Like, that'd be amazing, eh? Like,
and now I've got a sausage supper tattooed on my arse. So we've got...
we're
looking at one now where someone's got this lassie Jenny, someone's got crazy Jenny tattooed on the back of her where she's in a straight jacket.
She looks crazy in the tattoo. I mean, I will say that.
She does. Again, I think this is this the American one? It just doesn't... Oh, no.
Is that...
Yeah, so someone's got a Donald Trump...
Stripper.
...in a compromising position.
It's like a stripper...
...on them.
...squatting with, I'm guessing a smelly arse because there's, like, green stink lines and it's got Donald Trump's face. What the hell, man? That is just...
So, I'm going to tell you about this one, right? So, these two lassies went on And one of them literally got that tattooed on her mate's arse.
Wow.
That horrible word. And she's like, well, it's for your own good. You just need to start respecting yourself. Jesus. It's like, well, she's not going to start respecting herself. So there's a tattoo of literally being of a branding. Okay, it looks like a branding.
It looks like a
derogatory
iron.
Over a derogatory word.
Like a hot iron.
Yeah.
That's just been like on your arse.
Yep.
Like you've just been
and
hot
she's like,
branded.
Well, she needs to start respecting herself. This one is horrific but funny. Okay.
What the fuck is
so
that?
So that is basically that is unfortunately a guy's lower abdominal region.
And oh no!
It's a tattoo of Pokio.
Pokio? Mate, I'll tell you what I do. I was in Aldi the other day and I was like, get what I want. I want to get that movie Pokio, mate. Nah, no Pokemon. No.
And no Pinocchio.
Not Pinocchio. Pokio, mate. Mate, Pokio's coming to your screen near you, mate.
So the tattoo is of the face and so the nose then becomes the person's.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely creative, but again...
Oh, that's...
Oh, no. I mean, this is the thing. If they're tattooing you down there... well, at least he's not going to get lost, you know? At least he'll know his way around it.
Some of these are... That marry me not.
That's so bad, because it's like, she's so like, yes, this is awesome, and then it's just like... It's like how to go from all the way up to down.
So look at that. There's one. Someone got a tattoo of a dumpster with dumped on it with their boyfriend in it. And it's like, there you go.
It's not
and
even
do
like...
Do you know what's crazy? All the comments are like, ugh, he kissed some lassie a year before, so he definitely deserves that. It's like, right, okay, hang on, people. You do not get revenge on people by getting permanent tattoos on them.
That it's all like coloured in as well. That would take a fucking age to get rid of.
The comments are like, he deserves it. He deserves
fuck
having,
him.
He deserves having a Pinocchio bob.
Pinocchio bob.
Oh.
Fuck's sake, this club is fucking full of dafties, man. We've got fucking Pinocchio bob here. And we've got fucking
sausage supper arse.
Sausage supper arse are here.
Oh, man.
Fucking hell, man.
Oh, no.
Ooh,
I'm not even going to comment on that.
That's nasty.
We need to move on because the viewers can't see what we're looking
at. Yeah, that's... I mean, all you got to
do... You got to trust
all us. You got to do is Google image search these tattoos and it's... It's just... Oh, God. It's like where... It's like the dregs of humanity. Oh. Like, you know when like you're sitting there and you go, you know what? Somebody, like, you're driving down the road and somebody, like, you know, you're indicating to switch lanes and someone lets you in and you're like, oh, you know what? Humanity's not fucked. You look at this stuff and you go, yeah, it is.
Well, that's a tweet the other day. I was like, these people get to vote in the general election.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's where I saw it. It was your fucking tweet that I saw it, tattoos of us. And I was like, wait, what? That's where I saw it. Yeah. These people have a say in our political system, people. I mean, they're entitled to it. But I mean, really, should... It's a bit like the way I see it, right? And this is my thoughts on it. And again, maybe this is controversial. This is maybe controversial. But see if you're one...
If you've appeared on MTV's Tattoo of Us, you should be gathered up. And
you should just, you know, where, you know, when like
put onto a spaceship of some kind,
yeah,
and shot off into the sun.
Yeah, do you know when the nuclear power plant inspectors were coming round and Mr. Burns was like, fuck, we better hide all the dafties, let's hide Homer and these other two guys to watch this bee. Like, that's what I feel like we need to do during tomorrow. That's what we need to do tomorrow when there's the general, like, we need to take all the people from, like, Love Island, all the people from Tattoos of Us, all the people from, like, Geordie Shore, and just put them in a room to watch
over
a bee.
Do you know what we need to do? We need to create a fake advert, right? We need to be like, right, we've got a new tattoo program called Sausage Supper Arse, right? <It's> like... right?
Sausage Supper.
You need to be on MTV's Sausage Supper Arse, featuring Big Jimbo for Geordie Shore, right?
Presented by Pinocchio Bob.
Presented by Pinocchio Bob, right? For MTV's Tattoo of Us, right? And anyone that replies, what we need to do is we need to gather them up, and what we need to do is get a catapult.
Oh, yeah.
The size of...
Like an old-school one.
Yeah, but, like, I would say, like, you know... 300 square foot,
So we so can fit like, multiple yeah, people in at once, like, yeah.
40, 50 people squished in there, right? And, I mean, really powerful stuff. I mean, this is going to launch these people probably about 2.5 miles.
Oh, yeah.
And then you gather them up, and you just press the button, and it just launches them, and whatever happens, happens.
And you just kind of hope they don't land at a polling station.
One or two, if one or two survive, then, like, you know, then they'll need to learn the lesson. There you go.
You know what? You know what will happen now. You'll get that once. You're not going to survive again.
Exactly.
I just,
and if they do survive, you give them their sausage supper.
There actually. You go.
I bet you, if you put out the terms and conditions out there, and it was like, right, to appear on MTV's Tattoo of Us, section 21.7, we may choose to catapult you at any point.
People would still go for it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, they would.
They're not going to do that. It's like, send the T's and C's, mate.
But they're not going to catapult you.
No, they're saying they may catapult you. Like,
but it doesn't happen, like.
No, mate. Doesn't it happen to me? Like, this is my controversial opinion on it. Again, I might get roasted for this, right? So feel free to be like, you're a fucking dick if you disagree with this, people. Honestly, I almost feel like people that don't... See, when it comes to, like, politics and stuff and, like, voting and stuff, see the people that are like, I mean, I don't even care anything about it, eh? Like, I mean, who's this Jeremy Corbyn and who's this Boris? I don't even care who the Prime Minister is. Tell you what, see the people like that, I don't think they should vote. People that don't understand what's happening in the political landscape, they haven't checked out people's, you know...
The thing is, though, let me tell you the difficulty with that, right? The difficulty with that is who gets to decide who's qualified to vote or not.
Yeah, it's true.
As soon as you put a body in place that decides who's qualified
to vote you're fucking or not, everybody over,
then,
yeah.
Then exactly, then when's it going to turn on you?
No, you know I don't think there should be a person involved in that. I think it should be the people that don't understand it. People that are genuine...
By who determines how you don't understand
the
it?
The person themselves. They should have the... They should be... You know what I mean?
Just won't vote.
Then that's good. Don't let them vote.
They probably won't vote. Let's be honest.
Yeah, probably not.
But the thing is, I think there should be, when you get your ballot paper, it should be check this box if you ever appeared on MTV's Just
Yeah,
Tattoo
you're exempt from voting
yes.
if...
Don't worry. We actually don't need your opinion on this one.
You literally have...
Here's a pamphlet. Thanks for coming.
You literally have a sausage supper tattooed on your ass. We don't need your vote. Thanks.
Yeah.
God, some of these are so bad.
Because
some
the thing
of them
is,
are so
see,
bad.
See, good tattoos, just they wouldn't make good TV. If it was like, oh,
no,
mate,
that's not a TV show.
I got you a dragon on your ear, eh? That's not good tattoo. Oh, that's not good TV.
I ken that, like, you and, like, your ma were really close, so, like, I tattooed, like, her, like, phrase on, like, that she said to you, like, on her deathbed, on your arm, so that you can look at it every day and be reminded of her, eh? And she's with you at all times. Be like, TV ratings would be like -2. She's like, meanwhile, it's like, mate, I literally tattooed shitey bogrold in your leg, eh? Like,
that's
five
the
stars.
Tattoo I was telling you about.
Dude, that is so bad.
That is savage.
That is.
That's the worst.
That's
got to
so
be the worst.
Where is that?
That I can't remember.
Where
it
is
was.
That on it?
I
like,
can't remember.
See if you're on this and you tattoo it somewhere that
but
you
the
can't
thing is,
cover up. You're
somebody,
a prick.
Do you know what?
Like, you're already a prick.
We need Gordon Ramsay in here to go. You gotta kill someone. Like, what's to stop?
What is that?
Come on. Like, in all seriousness, though.
Oh, it's what is this? It's not fucking funny.
You just don't care. But the thing
oh, come
is,
on.
In all seriousness, though, what's to stop someone from that tipping someone over the edge? Yeah. The thing is, you probably are not in the best place mentally if you go on a show like that, right?
I feel like if you're going on a show like that, though, you're not aware. You ever heard of
Or is it just a case of, do people get the tattoos covered up immediately afterwards? Do they go on knowing they're going to get the tattoo covered and they're just
They've
doing
They've already got the appointment booked to get the first laser treatment. Some of those tattoos look like they could get lasered off in like 3 or 4 sessions, but a couple of them look like they would be fucking... Honestly, a couple of them look like they would be absolutely, like, they would take months to get off. Like, we're talking months of painful laser surgery on your ass. Like, that's insane. Tell you what, yeah, go see if you can find on, like, Ask Reddit. See if any of them have done an AMA or something.
Anyone that's been on that show has been on Reddit?
To do an AMA, because they're like, mate, I'm a fucking celebrity.
I'm over, eh?
Mate, I'm fucking over with the boys, eh? Like, I'm going to do an AMA.
Sausage supper.
Mate, sausage supper up your arse, mate. Mate, my fucking finish is going to be the sausage supper slam, mate. It's basically just a leg drop where the sausage supper smacks your face.
It's like the Bronco Buster.
Mate, are you wanting to get sausage supper, mate?
It's like the Bronco Buster, but instead of like straight on, it's like you just
one
almost
side, eh?
You like, do like a wee senton into like it's called a forward senton in the corner, mate. It's just sausage supper right to the pub.
It's
mate.
Basically, you know, like how on Wikipedia it like mate. Says the name. It's like Stunner, and it's like 3/4 face lock jawbreaker. It'll just be like sausage supper, and it's just. It's like, slight angled senton Bronco Buster.
Mate, I've actually started, I actually got an egg added to the sausage supper, so I can be like, heh, you've got egg on your face. Way, mate, I'm going to be the champ. Sausage supper.
Sausage. Dude, I'm telling you what, in certain places, that would get over.
Do you know what? I might get a sausage supper tattoo, man.
That would in certain places I could see that getting over. Oh my god, that's terrible.
And it's like, you know, I wasn't sure about sausage supper at first. I really wasn't convinced. I was more of a haggis supper person myself, or even a steak pie supper. But you know, I came around to the idea.
I mean, I was put off when I saw pizza supper come in, and I said, "Fuck him, he's terrible."
We had really bad experiences with pizza supper, but then, you know, sausage supper was just, you know, you can't judge them.
We're hoping to get fish supper in here at some point, but we haven't seen anybody like that yet. You know, we can only hope that maybe he'll walk through the door.
I mean, you know, if you want to go all the way back to the smoked sausage supper days, he was really over on the house shows. You know?
I mean, nowadays, you don't need to have a smoked sausage supper. Who am I to say that your sausage supper must be smoked? We do not judge. We are not prejudiced against non-smoked sausage suppers.
Jesus Christ, man.
Holy fuck. That is so bad. That is the dregs of humanity. Like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure, like, war criminals and rapists are worse. But, I mean, you know, I mean, that's... Well, like, they're worse. But, I mean, of people that aren't criminals, of, like, non-criminal people, they have to be the dregs. Like, just the worst kind of people. I mean, this is the thing. This isn't even, like, fake or, like, set up for, like, Lad Bible. This is a real thing that people were like, yeah, you know what? Me and the missus, we're getting on well. We're going to go on a romantic time. It's like, nah, I'm not going to take her to, you know, the Hilton and have a weekend away. I'm not going to take her on a romantic holiday to Venice. No. Let's go on MTV's Tattoo of Us and get a tattoo where we pick the tattoo of each other. How bad would it be if you got hustled into doing that, right? And only one of the people got told that it's like a revenge tattoo. So meanwhile, he gets her like a super nice tattoo and it's like, you know, I you've always wanted a nice sort of like tribal band around your arm and things like that. Or your name in like Japanese cursive and things like that. And meanwhile, she gets him just like a big giant bob tattoo on his chest.
We're looking at right now the worst reality shows that ever happened, and there's one called I Wanna Marry Harry, where they're basically like they got these American women, flew them over to the UK, and they says, right, you've got to compete for the affections of Prince Harry, and it was actually just like a Prince Harry lookalike.
I want to see him. I want to see the Prince Harry lookalike.
Okay,
where is he? I want to see him. It'd be so funny if he just is just a ginger
and
guy.
It's like. Someone said, like...
I hope it's just a random ginger guy.
We knew he was a... Right, okay, let's have a look at this, right?
I really hope it's just a ginger guy. Like, just a random... And they're like, mate, like, what? I mean, come on.
Oh, my God, they got full episodes on YouTube.
Oh, shit. Dude, look at that mansion.
They've rented out a decent place.
That's a nice mansion. Dude, there's a lot of them on... I mean, he does kind of look like
ish.
Him.
Ish.
I mean, it does kind of look
oh
like him.
Oh, my God, dude, he's having the time of his life.
Mate, what?
Do you know what the funny thing is? He looks nothing like him there. Look at that.
Yeah, he looks like him at certain angles, and at other times he looks... Do you know who he looks like?
He's crying.
Why are you crying, bro? Mate? You've literally got 6 or 10 birds literally wanting you, and you're making out with all of them. You're swimming in jacuzzis. That one's literally grinding on him. It's like, so, dude, you are a below-average-looking ginger guy. Dude. You're getting passed off as royalty.
I'm so keen to see this, right? Do you know one of the
funniest... They're riding in a fucking helicopter.
Do you know one of the funniest reality shows, or just like the funniest concepts that I ever saw, was there was this show on channel... There was two reality shows on Sky that were obscene that would never happen nowadays.
All right, go for it.
There was one of them that was literally like, can you stay awake the longest?
It sounds like some stupid weed had done so in the 24-hour
life. But it's like... That could... You gotta kill someone! That could kill someone.
Right, mate, I've stayed awake for 6 days. Apparently, according to science, if I'm awake for a couple more days, I will die. But I'll win, mate. I'll win. And what is the prize if you win this elusive game show? A sausage supper, mate.
So I'm gonna look this up. So I can't remember the... It was some pun or something like that. Oh, Shattered, was that it? No, was it?
Mate, I'm fucking shattered.
Yeah,
mate.
Yeah. So, 10 contestants were challenged with going without sleep for 7 days while their actions were constantly monitored. Over the 7 days, 10 housemates had to endure daily performance testing and a variety of challenges. They were competing for a potential prize fund of 100 grand at any point. If a contestant closed their eyes for 10 seconds, then 1,000 was deducted from the prize fund.
Whoa.
But wait, there's...
Wait, so they weren't competing. They all had to win. Oh, no, they do have winners and
runners.
Okay,
so performance test, cocktail, blah, blah, blah.
What kind of
so
tests?
So the loser is... So, there's a memory test, a clock test, perception of time, a reaction test, and a Stroop test.
Do you know what, though, right? I have actually been awake for, like, a long time before. You start to feel drunk. It's weird, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, you start to feel, like, a bit... You feel intoxicated.
The longest I've been awake for is 3 days.
Yeah, I've been... it's about...
Two straight days. And here's the thing. It was when I did my dissertation.
Wow.
So I left at last minute. And I just
that
did
doesn't
it
sound like
right.
you.
Oh, that yeah.
That doesn't
back
sound
in the
like
day.
You.
Really?
No.
I've always been a last minute guy with stuff like that, but got to the point where it was like literally this is before like the internet was like widely God, I sound so old.
You've got no excuse then. It's not like you were getting balls deep in like conspiracy theories.
Oh no, you could use the internet, but like see to try and get like the internet went down in the flat, and I was like, oh my God, where do I go? There was nowhere nearby. Like,
no internet
McDonald's
cafes,
didn't just have, like,
libraries.
Internet. No, dude, it was late at night. I was like, what the hell am I going to do? I couldn't, like, tether from a device at that point, and I was like, oh my God. So that happened.
What was your dissertation on?
It was on, basically, believe it or not, it was quite similar to the Screen Stalker video I just did.
It was on the logistics and drawbacks of having a sausage supper arse.
So, I'm just going to, in the chat says, why don't you interact with the chat? It's a podcast. We will.
Because we're podcasting. We podcast.
If you have a relevant question, we will answer it.
You should catch us on the rare live streams that we do. We interact with the chat all the time there.
So, it was on an analysis of... Analysis of what caused like the decline of the music industry. Was it piracy? Was it technology? Was it what is it? And in retrospect, I think
a little bit from column A, a little bit from column B, I would think.
Well, that's why I did this video, and I think it's more to do with the fact that the music industry was very slow to catch up with the likes of like Steam and Netflix and all that is just like right on the money. Whereas the music industry took them a while to get Spotify and Apple.
I was
going to
say, when did Spotify start? Because Spotify started in what, 2006 or 7, something like that?
Something like that.
And that was the first of its kind, really, because we didn't have, when did iTunes start? I mean, iTunes
way back in the day. But, like, it wasn't optimized, you know?
To be fair, iTunes was exclusive to Apple.
I think
it was
like a quid for a song. It's like, get out of here. You
know, yeah, it's like, mate, I can get a fucking couple of crunchy bars for that.
I can get a sausage supper for, like, four songs. But anyway.
I could either get four songs or a sausage supper. It's like, don't get me wrong. I fucking love sausage supper, but I'll tell you what I do. I just need the safety dance, mate. That's what I need.
So, what was it? There was another reality show. Oh, yeah. So, reality show.
What were the... what was it? Oh, no, you said about the challenges. But did they have to say, I hope when they lost, they had to look at the camera and go, mate, I'm shattered.
So. It was called, I think, it's called Space Cadets. Series was a
hoax. Look at the fucking logo.
The series was a hoax at the expense of the contestants, who were told they were being trained as cosmonauts at a Russian military base before undergoing a 5-day trip into low Earth orbit. In reality, the entire series was filmed in Suffolk, and the contestants did not leave Earth, and the series was accompanied by a behind-the-scenes Space Cadets satellite show.
Oh my god, I want to see that
show.
So
basically what they did is, anytime someone clocked on and said, I don't think this is really, you know, I don't think this is legit, they just papped them right out of there, right?
Really?
But by the end, it was like, there was a guy that was like, it was like, Mission Control, can you read me?
Dude, that is so bad.
So at the end, there was a guy that like legit thought that he was going into space.
Wait,
so
I'm not going into space. What?
So there was a bit where,
what a day.
What they did is they literally just took off in a plane from like Glasgow. They just like kept circling the UK for like 5 hours, and then just landed, put like at a private airport somewhere. They put them in like a blacked out van so they couldn't see outside the windows, and just drove them to Suffolk, and they were like, there you go.
Oh my god. That's amazing. Again, another guy, the winner of that show, I want an AMA with him. I want to know what his thoughts are. I want to know his thoughts. That's fucking amazing. What's the name of the guy that won? Let's find out what he's doing now.
He won't be doing anything.
Dude, I hope he's a space engineer at NASA.
So here's interesting. As the attention to detail in the hoaxed environment became clear, some viewers expressed suspicions, in particular in Channel 4's message board for the program, that the entire show, including the gullibility and abject ignorance of the cadets, was in fact a double bluff.
Oh.
All the cadets were actors, and that the real target of the biggest prank in television history was the gullible viewing public. I like it.
The theories were
lent considerable credibility when Ryan McBride was slighted in a TV advert for blood donation, although he explained he was recruited as an extra on location and was not a professional actor. All right, so the guy was an actor later on. So there's variations of this conspiracy.
But if you're going on a show like that, exactly, you're probably in the market for like TV adverts and shit,
and,
right?
And here's the thing, right? If you go on a show like that, right, and then you find out that you've been duped, you're going to go, we all knew what it was.
Yeah, you're not
going to go, I thought I was on the moon.
Yeah, it's basically like the equivalent of when you're chasing after your bus and then you miss your bus, but you just keep running because you're like, no, I wasn't chasing it. I'm just going for a wee jog, you know, just so you don't look like a fucking idiot, basically. Like, that, you know what it's like? It's a bit like when we're watching, was it Hunted? And you're like the producers are fucking, or the camera people, or somebody's chopping them in a wee bit. Like, somebody's playing a fast one, like.
So I've put it on here, and this is like where they reveal to them, like, so this is the big base. They think they're, oh my god,
oh
what
they're
the
all,
hell?
Why do they all? Is this in America?
No, the UK. There's Johnny.
What the
Vaughan.
Hell? They all look like fucking like low level like.
So here we go. They've actually.
Oh god.
Oh god. Look at the effort they've gone into. Let's see how genuine their reactions are. So basically, what they've done is they've pulled their like space pod into a. Into the live audience, right? So check this out. And they're just like, oh, wee. You'd be raging. You wouldn't be waving.
Oh, my God. You feel bad for them, but you don't. I mean, you really think that, like, they're just going to take some fucking rando off the street and go, we're going to train you to go to space. In fairness, they did do that in The Simpsons.
That's true.
That's literally what they did. That's it. Simpsons predicted that TV show. They did it again, people. The Simpsons did it again. I mean, reality TV, man. I mean, I actually think that reality TV is getting... It's getting simpler. But it's definitely not as crazy as it used to be. And I think a lot of that is because they can't do that stuff now. And because of the internet being such a big thing, and you know, there's no way you can do that now. Whereas now it's like, take fucking a bunch of, you know, Geordies and shove them in a house and just see what happens, eh? Like that's kind of what you have to do now. Or even, like, every reality show, though, goes off the rails. But even, like, The Ultimate Fighter back in the day. Remember some of the fucking shit that used to be on that? Like, just let me bang, bro.
Oh, my God. So look at this. So here's a show called Bridal Plasty, where a series of brides compete week to week for challenges, and the winners get plastic surgery of various kinds. So, like, right, housemates, your challenge this week is to do this,
God.
And whoever does that will get their nose changed. So there's liposuction. This is crazy.
It's like, right, we can take too long with lasers to get that muck sausage supper arse off your off your leg. So what we'll actually do is just skin graft you out it. And if you win these challenges, you'll get it.
So there was that one totally epic video, by the way. Marsh as well. Where
what's she doing now?
Well,
she had a reality show.
What was she in the beginning again?
Where
she
somebody had to marry her.
They had to.
Well, no, that was like you auditioned.
You compete to try and marry her.
Yeah.
Well, imagine being the subject of that. I mean, how? Then again, maybe Jodie Marsh is a nice woman. I don't know. Maybe she's a nice woman. Maybe she's the nicest woman on earth. But how far up your own arse do you have to be like, well, everybody's going to come on the show and try and compete to marry me? That'd be like me going, right, I'll tell you what right now. I'm going to do a show where I stand here and a bunch of birds have got to compete to suck my nub. It's like, how egotistical would I have to be to think that that's a show that would be, like, marketable, right? You'd have to be so far up your own arse. Come on. That's insane. Now, all right, boys, I'm the prize. You get to marry me, eh? It's like, right.
It's pretty dire. But basically, like, you got to think about this. Out of all the population, how many genuine, interesting, successful people are going to apply to marry Jodie Marsh without knowing her? To marry her?
And that's, I mean, so what happened? Did someone win?
I think she got married to it, yeah.
And she actually got married to him. Yeah. Oh, wow. She actually got married to him. And then how long did the marriage last? I want to know.
Let's have a look.
I want to know how long that marriage lasted.
So, totally Jodie Marsh, right? So let's have a look at this, right? So here we go. The couple split up after 3 months.
3 months.
Marsh said that he was the worst guy he could have picked on the show, and his aftermath was the
worst.
So she
picks.
She says, it was the worst period of my whole life. I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed. So
Marsh
married former boyfriend of Katie Price's, Matt Peacock, on September 1st, 2007 at Sugar Hut, a nightclub in Essex.
And she's the first.
Another wedding ceremony was shown on MTV1 on September 2nd in her mum's back garden on the
Sunday.
Oh,
let's find it.
So wait there. So do you know what my favourite bit
Hopefully
is?
Hopefully someone gets powerbombed through a table.
Like, do you know what my favourite bit is? It's like, listen, right, that's for the cameras, right? But we're going to do something special. Usually it's like, we're going to go abroad. We're going to go to this isolated beach where there's nobody else. Hen, just me and you going off to the beach.
Me,
just you,
Pinocchio Bob,
the
and
sun,
smoked sausage supper.
The sun, the sand, just at one with nature. And it's like, in this case, it's like, Hen, that's for the cameras. I'm no bothered about that. Ken, what I've done? Sugar Hut. A nightclub in Essex, Hen.
Mate, I'm telling
you
now.
I'm going to take you there. Me, you.
The DJ. Mate, I'm telling you now, right? I could have a big fancy wedding at the big fancy church, but I'll tell you what right now, Hen. The calf. That's what you're wanting, Hen. You're wanting, I'll tell you what, you're wanting calf. It'll be you, me, fucking DJ Blunts. Oh, God, that just looks terrible.
Dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Dude, nightclubs, I'll tell you what, man. I'll tell you what right now, on the subject of nightclubs, man. I was actually out on Saturday.
What? A nightclub? You? No way.
What was the context? Supposed to be kind of like a work night out thing, right? Or like a work get together, a bunch of staff from work, right? And it starts off good enough, right? And we go up to this guy's flat. It was good fun. We watched the Anthony Joshua fight. Which is good fun, you know. We sat, watched the Joshua fight, listened to some tunes and stuff like that, whatever.
How frustrating was that, by the way? Like, Andy Ruiz is just like, I should have worked too, eh?
Dude.
So, yeah, no kidding.
The talk was that they wanted him in the gym in July, and he didn't get there till September.
He's like, mate, I'm the world champ, mate.
See, I thought that. I genuinely thought him going in that fight, he's going to have the, I've done it. I've done it once now. I've made it. At least I can say I've done it. And that's not the attitude you can have, you know? It's not the... It's the same
showing
attitude
up
as...
in September.
For a fight in
the
November,
world championship.
Yeah.
So after that, he would have got the fight with Deontay Wilder.
Yep.
And then it would have been...
And dude, he might have been... Again, he might have been able to... I mean, Deontay Wilder's a big boy, but he's not as... I don't think he's quite as long and as technical as he's not quite as long or as technical as Anthony Joshua. I honestly think Deontay Wilder would be a better fight for Ruiz.
Yeah,
I really
and
do.
Then of course you have the big mega fight with him and Tyson Fury after that. You know?
Yeah, and that's it. Literally, like two guys that never should never be world champs, never thing be successful.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
and
Eddie Hearn. So basically, the title is now back with Eddie Hearn's promotion.
Yeah.
So you know they've got that locked down now.
So that's just like that's fair
that.
Enough.
Yep.
But so we did. We watched the fight. It was okay. And then we were like, oh, so I hadn't eaten much that day, and I was like, oh, you know, we'll maybe go out to like a bar or something, get some food and stuff like that. It's like, oh, we're gonna go to Bohemia, and I was like, oh, you can maybe get food there, right? I was like, maybe.
What's Bohemia?
It's you know where City Nightclub used to be and Sportsters on Market Street. That's now Bohemia.
Oh, really?
The whole place is now just one big like craft beer place.
Right.
It's not a bad place.
Was it
actually.
Busy?
Oh yeah.
Really?
It was rammed. Yeah. There's like one room where Sportsters is, like where Sportsters used to be, rather, which is like kind of a bit more of a quiet bar and stuff. And actually, I quite liked it. It was fine. It was quite, you know, it wasn't too bad. Then you go into the bit where City used to be, and it's like a glorified nightclub. There's like folk on tables dancing and shit. It's roasting. It looks like you've just walked into like the Botanical Gardens. It's like, oh God, the heat just hits you.
And it's like, when I go to the Botanical Gardens, one thing I see is people dancing on tables.
Yeah.
Jody Marsh is marrying people. There's
Jody
sausage.
Marsh is pure marrying folk. There's a
sausage
smoked sauce.
Supper.
There's a sausage supper arse over there. DJ Sausage Supper Arse.
Mate, are you an SSA? Mate, I care about you're a sausage supper arse, mate.
Mate, you're gonna get SSA'd, mate. Mate, there's SCSA and SSA, mate. Guilty.
Well, the thing is, right, when I got into wrestling, I was like, I saw it feel like an outside perspective, eh? Like, I was like, I'm watching it and I see all these famous guys and I'm like, I can how to get over it. I didn't use regular moves. My finish is like, honestly, like all the big finishing maneuvers, all those people doing the flips.
Mate, it's been done.
I just tattoo sausage suppers on people and that's it. That's my finish.
Mate, what I basically do is you get ganzo bombed off the top rope and then when you're incapacitated, I basically just pull the trunks up a bit and just spray paint a big sausage supper on your arse, eh? And that's it, like, back in the day.
Like, even when Hogan did NWO.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying, yeah.
He just draws, like, a sausage supper.
But so, we go to Bohemia.
Pure SWO, mate.
And, so we do that, and then it's like, they're shutting, and I was like, and I wasn't drinking, so, again, it's like, and the other three guys, there's only four of us, which was like, okay, but then there's only the other three guys have all got girlfriends and stuff, so they're just like window shopping. They're just like, just looking, just big chilling, you know, not doing anything. And I'm like, well, this is pointless. Like, why else would you go to a place like that, right? To either hang with your mates and have a good laugh and get pished, or to try and get with birds, have a laugh, have some fun.
I think trying to like meet people in a club is
terrible.
The worst.
Oh, it gets worse. So after that place shut, we're like, oh, let's go to Fingers Piano Bar. Now, when you hear Fingers Piano Bar, my first response is, oh, it'll be like the Rat Pack. It'll be kind of quiet. There won't be too many folk there. It might be quite, you know, a good atmosphere. Probably expensive, but, you know, good atmosphere.
Know,
yeah. No, dude. You go in, and it's fucking rammed. We're talking rammed to the point where you can't move. I'm not joking.
Really?
I'm not joking. Like, the distance that you and I are now is about three times more than the distance between you and the next person. At all times. And everybody is dressed the same. They all act the same. I got mistaken for, I don't know who was playing, but I assume there was a rugby game on. I got mistaken for one of the rugby players about six times.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone kept coming up and goes, good game today. And I'm like, what? And like, were you playing today? And I was like, no, what?
Which player?
It wasn't a particular player. It was just people in general. I guess because I'm quite big, people must have thought I was on the team. It was like a local rugby team. It wasn't like Scotland. Yeah. It was like a local like Edinburgh rugby team or something.
I get that sometimes. Like if I ever wear any of the Commonwealth clothes, it's like, oh, good game today. It's like, I didn't watch rugby.
It's like, Commonwealth games? God. God. And, so that happened, and I was like, man, see if I was, like, if I could be arsed, I'd be playing that up a bit, but I was like, I can't be arsed. So, I mean, it wasn't too bad, but I was just a bit, like, I just reminded me, like, you always have those things where you're, like, man, did I miss out because I wasn't into nightclubs and stuff? Did I miss out on being a lad and having a laugh? And then I thought back and I'm like, No,
you didn't.
Not at all. I was like, and again, it's just it more confused me than anything. I was like, you guys, I was the youngest of the four of us, like of the four people that were out. And I was like, it just confused me. I was like, do you guys enjoy this? I was like, I'd rather just chill out with you guys because they're good guys. I was like, I'd rather just like chill in a quiet bar, have a bit of food because I was fucking starving, man. I was starving. Like, I genuinely was like, oh, we'll get some like chicken wings or something. Like, we'll go to a bar and get like a steak or something. It's like, no. It's like a packet of crisps is the best you could hope for and you have to pay like 60 quid for a packet of crisps. I was like, nah. So I was
Although, you ever had those scampi fries?
No.
Oh, they're the best.
Are they?
Apparently they stink. Like, I've got, like, no sense of smell.
Are they the ones... Yeah.
A little green packet that are in bars that no one's bought for 6 years.
They've just all been sitting there well past their
scampi fries, I'm telling you, man. They are the biz.
Maybe it's because you can't smell them that you're like, maybe, these are amazing. Everyone else is like, fuck, sick.
They're like, whoa.
But, it just reminded me, like... And as I say, the guys that were there, they're, like, super sound guys. Like, but it's just... You know, it's just nightclubs are terrible. Nightclubs are the worst. I found a fiver though, which felt pretty good.
Nice. So
I found a fiver and considering
but how much did you spend?
Well, I literally spent £1.90 on a Diet Coke, and then I got a Diet Coke bought for me, and another one bought for me, and that was it.
Oh, but did you not chip in at all?
So I got a round of other drinks after that. So
bro,
it's like
you
I spent
include that. You go
so,
include that.
So
spend.
I spent. I think I overall I watched the Joshua fight. I hung out with some decent folk.
That's good. I thought you were being a Nay Round Nelly there.
And I spent like five, six quid total. It's not bad.
What for a round?
No, if I add the fiver on.
Oh, right, okay.
So the round was like, it was actually quite expensive because it was like fucking fancy craft beer shit. So it was like 12 or 13 quid for the round.
Okay.
So it was like, fuck.
But to be honest,
find a fiver.
Yeah, a night out for like a 10 or 15, 20.
And you watch the Joshua fight. It's like, you know what?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah,
that's
all right.
But it just reminded me that nightclubs, luckily as well, I'll tell you what, one of the guys I was with, he's like hooked up to fuck. Like he knows all the bouncers and shit. He was just like, literally at fingers, there was like cues on either side. He's just like, but hey, mate. And they're like, oh, how you doing, mate? And we literally just got lit.
Really?
And I was like, shit, this guy's like
back in the
up.
Day, that was power. Like when I used to go out.
I was impressed. I was like, holy shit. I was like, that's
did
impressive.
You ever, when you were a bouncer, did you ever let anyone in like that?
It depends who it was. If I knew them, like, or if I, but we never, I never, yeah, we did do that at certain places. And other times, other bouncers knew people and they'd be like, no, he's sound. And I was like, oh, okay. You know? So there was certain things like that, but I didn't. I think bouncing ruined nightclubs for me.
Yeah, maybe.
But I'll tell you what it did do. It did do is it gave me like insane like observation skills because I like people watching and that's all I used to do when I was inside. Because when you first start bouncing, you're not on a front door. People think you assume that when you first start, you're like on the front door, being a fucking on the door. No, you actually usually you'll start inside. So you get this shitey job where you're inside where it's roasting hot and everyone's dancing, getting pish and having a laugh. You're just inside standing there like. Just watching cunts. So I got really good at being able to just like observe like body language and like what's happening. So you can always see when like you're just like a guy trying to like get with a girl and he's like really like he wants to make a move but he's not quite like confident enough. So he's just making like really subtle and he's just kinda...
you ever notice that when you go in nightclubs, right? And you'll have seen this where it's like there'll be like one woman and like just 12 guys just surrounding them on the dance floor.
Yep.
And it's like,
or they'll do the gimmick.
So
this is
so cringe.
This is the one. They go up to dance with her, right? And she'll dance for like a second with them and then she'll move away very purposefully. Like she'll go out of her way to move away from him and then it's just I always feel bad for them because it's that moment where they must die inside. Where it's like, no, and I'm.
But a lot of guys
it.
Just keep going.
Yeah, it gets uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I had to literally chuck a few guys out for that because they're genuinely just like getting.
I would like to think when you throw them out, it's like Uncle Phil style.
It's
like,
literally Uncle Phil style where it's just like, just like that. Like, there's times where some guys are just being stupid and you step in and you're just like, dude, you know. Fucking keep your hands to yourself. And then there's other times when, like, because you want to get to, you don't want it to ever get to a point where the girl gets to the point where she feels she has to defend herself. You know what I mean? Because she will, and that's it. Good for her. She should. But you never want it to get to that point. So if the guy starts being a fucking asshole, you step in as soon as you can, because it's like, just fucking get. There's other things girls do as well. Like, they do stupid shit. Like, they'll harass certain guys, or they'll start jumping on tables, or they'll try and, like, piggyback on top of... Like, one of the worst ones is girls try to jump up on guys' backs and, like, get piggyback rides. And it's like, you're just going to kill everyone in this bar. Because as soon as you jump on their back...
It's like Donkey Kong. Yeah, it's like Donkey Kong. When you get on the rhino in Donkey Kong, you just start breaking down walls and opening up secret areas and...
It's just dominoes.
Before you know it, she'll be doing mini games in the back room, earning bananas and that.
Yeah, basically. And that's it. And she'll tip over everybody, and then everyone will fall over, and some cunt will get a glass in their face or something because they fucking fall on the bar or something, and you're just no having it. But yeah, I mean, as I say, it was a fun night, but it just reminded me that nightclubs are fucking shit. Yeah. I fucking hate nightclubs. It's literally like, so you go for a pish, you've literally got to say excuse me and like budge through about 25 folk.
You know what the other thing is? It's the waiting in queues, like the queuing. Did I ever tell you about that time I was in Germany? I think I have, where we waited to, I was so angry about it, where like I met up with one of my cousins, Alex, and he took me to this place. He was like, this place is the best, you know? And I was like, cost me loads.
As soon as you say that, that's when it's like, this better be the best thing ever.
It cost me.
I better get in the door and be handed a sausage supper right there.
So it cost me loads to get an Uber there. And I thought, you know what? Like, why not?
I've never been out in Germany at all.
I think this might have been the last time I've actually been, not even in a nightclub, but
like near one.
We'll hear it. So we're in the queue, right? And he's telling me, yeah, it's kind of weird here. Like, the bouncers just, you know, choose who they let in and who they don't. And I was like, just don't say anything. That's the best way to go about it. Like, don't even try and small talk anything.
Don't even look at them.
It's the same thing that Grado said to me.
You're fucking eyeballing me.
It's the same thing Grado said to me about going to the embassy to get your visa. It's like, you know what I mean? Similar sort of thing. So we're waiting in a queue, and like, we're there for like an hour. And I'm like, I don't know if
is it like a special occasion, like day? No.
So like I'm like, don't know how much more I can take of this, and so we're going, but the queue's going down, but then it stops moving. We're in like 90 minutes now, and I'm like, oh my
god,
this
is moving.
And then it starts moving again. I get the false hope.
This better be the best night ever
for like 2 hours, right? And we're almost there. We're just at the front, and I'm like, yes. And we get around the corner, and there's like a whole other queue to get to this. And I'm like, no. So like another hour passes, and we finally get.
Why
to
the fuck did you stay?
So wait for this, right? So we get to the front, right?
Okay.
And there's a bouncer standing there, and there's like two doors, right? Oh, and he just looks at me, and he just goes, and just points at the door on his right. And I'm like, okay. So I go out with it.
Oh no!
And it just goes right back out onto the street.
The greatest thing ever, dude.
You'd love being a bouncer in Germany.
Greatest thing,
and dude,
I've ever
they were
heard.
Chucking out like 75% of folk. They just only want the people they deem cool. Because I knew I wasn't going to get into bills because I had a
did
nature.
Your mate in?
No, he's not going to go in. If I, you know, if I didn't get,
I was wearing
a Nature Boy Ric Flair t-shirt, and I just thought, I don't think I'm going to get into this ultra cool.
Nah, you got to be wearing like Jack and Jones or Abercrombie or some shit. That's cool, right?
No. It'd be like total, like, you know, it's got to be like underground Berlin, like, you know.
Oh, like proper, like off the grid,
yeah.
Not
yeah.
mainstream.
Exactly.
Not high street branding.
Exactly. So, but I've made it my mission that I used to want to be like a successful wrestler and, you know, like make good money and stuff like that. Whereas now I want to get so rich and wealthy and powerful. My main goal is just to buy that nightclub and keep those door staff on, right? And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk in one day while it's all going, and then I'm going to make the staff go through the same process, but they're going to have to wait for 3 hours, right? And then everyone that was working that night, actually, anyone that's worked there, right? Sorry if you get caught in the crossfire here.
Collateral damage, guys.
I'll be standing at the door, and instead, right, what it'll be is like literally there'll be two doors, and one of them is like to, you know, keep your job and be employed, right? And they have to come forward and they have to make their case, right? And then when I see the bouncers that were there, I was like, oh, do you remember me? Yeah, you remember that night where like you just pat me out in the street because I was wearing a Nature Boy Ric Flair t-shirt? Well,
we assume that's what it was for.
I'm like, well, I'm wearing a Nature Boy Ric Flair t-shirt right now, and oh, I just
Turns out I just bought the place, you know. So like, oh, you got a family to support. Oh, that's cool. That's good. Oh, you really need to. Oh, you need presents for Christmas and all that. Oh, I hear you, man. It's tough out there. Stuff like that. Oh, you've kind of put some down payments on stuff, so it'll be a real problem if you lose your bro. I got you. You know what? In that case, just pap on through this door, right? And you know what it is, right? You know what it is. You ever play Prince of Persia?
Yeah.
Like, you know where they go over like one of the slabs, and it's just like. And it just like collapses and there's just spikes below and they just fall and it goes that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to get the noise.
Oh my god, dude. What was your reaction when you went through the door?
Absolutely furious.
Like,
Okay, so this is what happened. I got an Uber back to the hotel and on the way I had to drop off my cousin as well. So I got papped on a double Uber. They ran back. And you know, because I'm the big cousin and all that, you know, I'm covering it. And he was, you know, he was a little light, so I think I like gave him 20 euros or something like that as well. So I'm like, I've been absolutely rinsed here.
Fucking hell, bro. That would be an amazing sketch, though. Like, can we just say that? That'd be an amazing sketch. Patent pending right now.
It's a club called Sisyphos. It's an actual thing. Right, okay, so listen to this, right?
Is this the original, like...
This, I'm going to turn the volume up for this. This I need the original to make sure this comes through on the podcast, right? So here we go.
Oh, this is the original creepy Prince of Persia. What the fuck?
Oh, that's them surviving.
Oh,
spikes.
Is he cheating it?
No. Yeah. You got to... Yeah, we got to hear the noise. This is what happens. You know, I'm working at the nightclub. Oh, wait, it's not coming through. Why has it not come through?
That scream was the worst. That was so funny.
Why is it not coming through? Oh, it's not coming through the audio. God,
is that the one
it.
On the master system?
Wait there, I got to, where's this coming from?
That is so funny, man.
So wait there, which, let's make sure that people can hear this. I think that might have been for the Apple II. Dad had it on the Apple II.
The original first version of Prince of Persia is the best one.
Check this out. Folks, this is the noise that's going to happen. If you work at Sisyphos, if you were there that night, this is what's going to happen.
So, go through that door.
Right there. Yeah, I tell you, you need to support the family. And, oh, yeah, of course, bro, I hear you. Just what if you walk through there, you'll get, and he knows. He knows what's coming.
Perfect.
And it's like, yeah, dude, don't worry about it. Big smile on my face. No problem, mate, man. I hear you. These things happen. On you go, mate. On you go. And like, see the person in the line before? They've heard that noise and they're like, oh no, that was the spike noise. I'm like, no, dude.
Oh no, it's the spikes door.
I'm like, dude, don't worry. It's not going to be that.
Mate, it's randomly generated every time someone new goes through.
Of course, don't even worry about it. But you were there that night as well. Oh, just go through the door then. No problem at all. Do you know what? This is going to be our new like band sound. Like, oh god, I'm opening up loads of bloody applications.
The bloody application.
So if anyone has given us pish on chat, this is the noise. Do you know what the worst thing is? I've just realized that doesn't carry through into the actual podcast. It's only on the video.
Oh no. Oh shit, is he really going to have to add it in?
Oh no. I'm not going to add it in. Wait there, I'll they'll hear it. They'll hear it.
They going to hear it. Dude, we'll just do this.
That was
pretty much the noise. Yeah. Original old school Prince of Persia, which is the best one, I think.
I got to be honest. Actually, the PS2 one was pretty good.
Oh yeah?
The PS2 one was pretty good. I got to be honest though, I think... While we talked about MTV's Tattoo of Us, I think we're going to have to do less that the audience can't see.
Yeah, that's true.
That must be restrained. My bad, people. My bad.
I have to be honest. Yeah, I think the key here is to Google it alongside the podcast.
That's it. It's like Fight Companion.
Yeah.
But do you know what?
We need to get a young Jamie up here to be getting the Google thing up.
But do you know what the thing is? I can actually listen to Fight Companion when the fights are not on. So maybe, Dave, maybe we're just so entertaining.
Maybe
this sausage supper arse was enough.
Maybe we're...
I've got sausage supper arse and scotch pie tits over here.
Scotch pie tits. It's just like, welcome can to Greg's. Can I take your order? Can I have 2 sausage rolls for the back of the eye? Can I get a chocolate donut and a sausage supper arse, please? Aye, and some scotch pie tits to go along with it. Eh? Aye, no bother him. Cheers.
Like, that would be a really savage one on that show. It's like, you know, instead of getting like something like a cheater or dumped, they've just got, I just thought, you know what? She's been horrible to me, so I just turned her tits into scotch pies. Eh? Like, no other reason for it, eh?
They're actually Sainsbury's own brand ones. No, the Bells or the Greggs ones are actually decent. Eh? Like, these are the shitey ones that just fall apart, mate.
Iceland, mate. Iceland.
Mate, what they are is they're basically raw in the middle and burnt on the outside, eh? So it's all crispy and crunchy on the outside and then pish cold in the middle.
They're football pies, mate.
Football pies.
Anyway, I think we'll call it there. I think we'll call it there.
Yeah.
I'm off to Baltimore tomorrow, then Philadelphia. On the streets of Philadelphia. So yeah, it's always kind of
I heard it's always sunny in Philadelphia, mate.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out. All right, I've been Joe Hendry. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Joe Hendry. If you want to support the podcast, patreon.com/Joe Hendry. If you're on the Patreon, you get this delivered in video format as well, so you can see all those clips that we were talking about. So there you go. But yeah, that's the main way to support us. Check out Ring of Honor Final Battle as well. Dave?
You can find me on all social media at Dave Conrad UK. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Keep interacting, following all that guff. Check out edinburghwrestling.com.
Ah, yes.
We've got some big things on the horizon
it
for that day.
It will be within the next week.
There you go, people.
Days. There you go.
Keep it locked. Within the next week.
Awesome. All right, folks. Have a good one, and we'll see you next week. And bye-bye. I promise we'll have less visual stuff that you can't see.
Yes.
Okay. See you guys later.
Bye.